Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
Now, I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It is about that time. Happy Monday Fun Day. It is March 5th. 2018, and Spartan fans, I know. You are still reeling from what took place on Saturday. That stung. That hurt. That really hurt. Probably hurt so much, I don't even know if you probably even watched the Big Ten Championship game on Sunday. Did you? Could you stand watching your in-state rival in the Michigan Wolverines celebrate a back-to-back championship win at the Big Ten tournament? Could you stand that? Tough to watch. And, of course, we will address, actually, that will be what the majority of today's show will focus on. We will address what took place in New York City out in Madison Square Garden. I've got a few questions to pose to you all Spartan fans out there. Just how concerned are you when it comes to your MSU men's hoop squad making a deep run in this year's NCAA tourney? And now it's so weird because the conference now has, what, a week off now? More than a week off, to be honest with you all, because Selection Sunday will take place this weekend, of course. And then after that, you'll still have to wait a few more days before your Michigan State team will even get back on the court, all right? So it's so odd. Jim Delaney, thank Jim Delaney, Big Ten commissioner. But there are many things that I want to address on today's current sports, because right now I'm not very confident that this team will win a national championship. I'm not even sure if this team can even just get to the Sweet 16. All right, now I get it. It's all about matchups come the big dance. But there are some glaring problems right now. There are some glaring inconsistencies for this Michigan State squad. And Tom Izzo is pulling out his hair right now trying to figure things out. So we will address what happened out in NYC. We'll also have a few more takeaways from just the overall college basketball world, as just about every other conference now will be embarking on conference tournaments, trying to make a bid for the big dance this week, as the Big Ten has a week off. So I'll take an overall look at the NCAA tourney picture. We hope to bring on today's current sports. I tried to get Ryan Cole, Michigan State men's basketball beat reporter for Impact Sports, on the show, but he is actually traveling. He'll be on the plane, actually, traveling from New York City back to Michigan. So now I'm trying to work on getting Zach Berridge of WILX TV 10 on the show. So that's what we hope to have for segment B. But if not, we'll take your calls and we'll get to your comments for segment B. And on the back end of the show, I will have weekend winners for you as well, where I will salute Kobe Bryant, not for what he has done on the basketball court, but for those that tuned into the Academy Awards, the 90th Oscars last night out in Los Angeles, California. You know that Kobe just added a pretty impressive award to his already impressive trophy case that has nothing to do with his play on the basketball court. Okay, in a way it does. In a way it does, but it doesn't, if you catch my drift, all right? So that and so much more If you would like to be a part of today's show, you know that number, 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527 is the number to call. We have the Facebook live stream up and running at facebook.com/currentsports. You can comment below the live stream, and I will do my best to get to your comments throughout these 60 minutes. And you can also join us via Twitter. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. Ian Hawley, regular current sports engineer, is on spring break, just like the entire student body is here at Michigan State University. So shout out to my man, Correll Vega, host of All Things Considered. He's filling in as engineer for me this week. Correll, let's hit him with our current sports quick hit headliners. All right, and we start with the Michigan State men's basketball team. MSU led at halftime but fell behind in the second half and could not come back, falling to the Michigan Wolverines 75-64, your final in the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament at Madison Square Garden out in NYC. The loss ended a 13-game win streak for the Spartans, who are now 29-4 overall and will await this weekend's NCAA tournament selection show that will take place again this weekend, Sunday, March 11th. Michigan improved with that win to 27-7 and tack on one more to that one, seeing as though they beat Purdue yesterday afternoon to hoist the Big Ten Tournament Championship Trophy for back-to-back years now. It's so impressive, and you cannot deny what John Beilein has been able to put together on the hardwood out in A-squared. I'll have more on the Michigan Men's Basketball Big Ten Tournament Championship win, and I got a few things I want to get off my chest as it pertains to Michigan State Men's Basketball falling two straight games now to the Michigan Wolverines. All right, hold tight. Again, if you want to chime in on it, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Many of you are already commenting and weighing in on our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports. All right, MSU hockey. The Spartan season came to a heartbreaking end when Freddie Girard deflected a shot from the left point pass, Michigan State goalie John Letheman with 5:53 into extra period time to give the Ohio State Buckeyes a 4-3 victory in front of almost 4,000 fans at Value City Arena. Now, Ohio State, 23-8-5 overall, wins the best of three series, 2-0, and advances to the Big Ten semifinals, which will take place this Saturday against Michigan. Now, in the last four seasons, the highest number of Big Ten teams making the NCAA tourney was three last year. Those teams were Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State. The Big Ten playoff champion earns the conference's automatic bid into the tournament. The NCAA hockey selection show will take place at noon on March 18th. You can catch that one on ESPNU. MSU baseball update. In the final day of the Dairy Queen Classic / Big Ten Pac-12 Challenge, Michigan State baseball scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to overcome Arizona. 3-2 the final at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis on Sunday afternoon. Now, with the bases loaded and one out, redshirt senior designated hitter Chad Roskelly drove in the game-winning run with a walk-off fielder's choice, plating senior infielder Corey Young for the victory for Michigan State. Now, the Spartans improved to 3-7 on the season, snapping a two-game losing streak, while Arizona falls to 5-5. MSU finished the Classic with a 1-2 record. Michigan State returns to action this Wednesday against Clemson in Greenville, South Carolina, as the Spartans continue their spring break trip with the first of four games out in SC. Michigan State softball suffered its second walk-off loss, falling 8-7 at Cal State Fullerton in the bottom of the seventh. MSU falls to 9-8 on the year, and the Titans are 8-9 as well. Well, I should say 9-8 for MSU, 8-9 for the Titans. Now, the Spartans had an abbreviated schedule at the Judy Garland Classic as travel woes forced cancellation of the Friday game versus number 2 Florida. A lighting issue on the secondary field on Saturday cost Michigan State a matchup with number 18 Louisiana. And Michigan State returns to Cal State Fullerton on Tuesday for another showdown with the Titans. First pitch scheduled for 3 p.m. The Detroit Red Wings fell to the Minnesota Wild on the road last night, 4-1 the final. Detroit has now lost 3 in a row. The Wings will now head on the road to take on Boston on Tuesday night. And the Detroit Pistons will be in action tonight. The Cleveland Cavaliers will host the Pistons in the last of a 5-game homestand for the Cavs. They've lost right now. The Pistons have lost 5 of 6 and are 6-8 with Blake Griffin. Detroit landed Griffin in a trade, of course, from the LA Clippers the day before that last game against the Cavs. He did not play that night, but Andre Drummond went for 21 points, 22 rebounds. Point guard Reggie Jackson is still out with an ankle sprain. He didn't play in the last game against Cleveland either. How about Kobe Bean Bryant? At Sunday night's 90th annual Academy Awards, Kobe Bryant won another trophy, this one for the Oscar in the animated short category. Bryant, who is a retired player with the NBA's Los Angeles Lakers, brought home the golden statue for his contributions to the animated short Dear Basketball. If you haven't seen Dear Basketball, it is remarkably well done. Check it out. It's based on a poem that Kobe wrote in 2015 announcing his impending retirement from the game of basketball. As executive producer, Bryant accepted his Oscar from Star Wars star Mark Hamill. He shared the award with Disney animator Glenn Keane. And that was a really cool moment. And yeah, shout out to Mark Hamill as well. May the force be with you. All right. And real briefly here, just want to remind you all that girls high school hoops postseason action continues this week as the district finals wrapped up last week. And this week we will have regional action for you all. And just a quick look at the schedule. Class A at Kalamazoo, Lloyd Norix. On Tuesday, you can catch Okemos versus Coldwater. That will be a 6 p.m. tip time. East Lansing versus Kalamazoo Central at 7:30 p.m. Again, that's tomorrow. Class A at Kalamazoo, Lloyd Norix. On Thursday at 7 p.m., that will be the final of that, that regional. Also, Class B at Williamston tomorrow, Marshall versus Jackson Northwest at 5:30 p.m., Charlotte versus Fowlerville at 7:30 p.m. The final in that regional will take place Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Class B at Goodrich on Tuesday, Corona versus Birch Run at 5:30 p.m., and then Goodrich versus Freeland at 7 p.m. The winner of that one will play in the final at 7 p.m. this Thursday. Class C at Grand Rapids North Point Christian on Tuesday. You can catch Powamo Westphalia versus Langsburg at 5:30 p.m. and Granville Calvin Christian versus Hemlock at 7:30 p.m. Final to be played Thursday at 7 p.m. Class D at Mayville tomorrow. Burton St. Thomas Moore versus Kingston at 6. And then Fulton versus Bay City All Saints at 7:30 p.m. And then we have Class D at Morris also taking place, kicking off on Tuesday. Adrian Linaway Christian versus Portland St. Pat's at 5:30 p.m. And then Camden Frontier versus Plymouth Christian at 7:30 p.m. The final of that regional will take place at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. And I tell you what, if I was to go through the district action, local district action for boys high school hoops, which begins today, I'll be sitting here for 10 minutes, all right, giving you guys updates, all right? There are multiple sources online in which you can check out when and where those games will take place, and we will be following it throughout the week here on WKAR's Current Sports. That wraps up your Current Sports Quick Hit Headliners. Let's keep this pushing.
Remind everybody, this team has won 12 games in a row and won 29 games this season. And through some trying times, and I think that I'm going to appreciate a lot. Now, do we have to get it back on track? Yeah, we do. You know, Cash struggled out here. He's been playing so good, but he struggled out here. And, you know, we just had some guys that didn't do the things they needed to do, but they've done the things they've needed to do over a long period of time, and I'm going to keep that in mind. Not panic over a loss. When it's your rival, it's always a bigger one. When it's playing for a chance to play in a championship game, of course it's a bigger one. But I got a lot of pride in these guys and what they've done and how they've worked through some circumstances that had nothing to do with them. And I'm really pleased with that and proud of them, to be honest with you. So we'll get better. We'll probably practice a lot during that time. I mean, it'll be one time in my life the NCAA has no rules on us. You know, it's... we're on break, and we don't have any games. That doesn't happen very often. In fact, it's never happened to me, so knowing me, I'm going to take advantage of that.
All right, let's stop wasting time and get right to it, right? Just heard Tom Izzo after the loss for the Michigan State men's basketball team against in-state rival Michigan in the semifinal round of the Big Ten tournament out in New York City. Inside of the Mecca of basketball, the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. You Spartan fans are not happy campers and haven't been since the conclusion of that game, and justifiably so. I've heard a mixed bag of reactions from the Spartan fan base. I'm going to get to a few of your comments. I see a few of you weighing in at facebook.com/currentsports. Vic, Stephanie, I'm going to get to your comments after I finish my spiel, because I got some things to get off my chest. A mixed bag of reaction, though. Some of you are saying, well, we're still the true champions of the Big Ten because we did it on a consistent basis within the conference during the regular season. The Big Ten tournament is all about moolah. It's all about hype. What does a Big Ten tournament championship mean? And let's keep it real. If Michigan State did win the Big Ten Tournament Championship, Spartan fans, you would be throwing a party right now, all right? It's still a remarkable accomplishment, no matter how you want to slice it. Don't dilute the accomplishment of the Michigan Wolverines, who are playing great basketball right now. Some of the best basketball in the nation. But then I've heard the opposite of that reaction. Many Spartan fans saying, we got some problems. We got some problems. Two straight losses to in-state rival Michigan. Oh, my goodness, what is wrong with this team right now? So a lot of mixed reactions out there for Spartan fans. But Michigan State men's basketball fans, right now, as I noted throughout the weekend on my Facebook page, this is a coming-to-Jesus moment for you all. If you think I'm going to sit here for 60 minutes and tell you why the Big Ten tournament doesn't matter and that everything is going to be A-OK, everything's going to be all right, because what truly counts is what happens in the big dance, the NCAA tournament. Well, guess what? This show, this hour, isn't for you. If you think I'm going to sit here throughout this hour and tell you, well, Michigan State did have a 13-game win streak before this measly loss in New York against in-state rival Michigan, well, guess what? Today's show isn't for you. If you think I'm going to sit here and tell you that Michigan State deserves to be a one seed come this Selection Sunday due to winning the Big Ten regular season title and being one of the most consistent teams throughout the college hoop season, well, guess what? That ain't going to happen. And this hour is not for you. Because I don't know how you can look at that performance against Michigan on Saturday afternoon and be fully confident that the Spartans have what it takes to go all the way and win Tom Izzo's second national championship. We all know that this is the most talented team that Izzo has ever had, but they are also very young. And far too often we've seen that youth yield really direct inconsistencies from game to game this season. The inconsistencies in that semifinal game against the Wolverines on Saturday at Madison Square Garden were glaring. They truly were. I was troubled, especially when you look at how Michigan State closed out that first half. Play great. At the end of that first half, we finally started, you know, to see Michigan State get into some kind of groove, start playing some defense, and it was really fun to watch how that first half ended. But then all of a sudden, halftime hits. John Beilein makes a few adjustments. Mo Wagner wakes up. Michigan State got punched in the mouth, and they didn't know how to get back up. Just to comb through a few areas here, arguably the team's best player in Miles Bridges. Miles was trigger happy from deep early, as he has been many times throughout this season, and didn't begin taking the ball in the paint and abusing the opposition until the second half, when I really thought that the personnel that was out there on the court when Michigan State decided to go small, it forced Miles Bridges to get on the block and try and make some things happen. But if Miles would have done that early in the game, we may be talking about a different outcome for the Spartans. And note, I want to say this as well. Tom Izzo, love him to death. Hall of Fame basketball coach. His resume speaks for itself. But sometimes Tom Izzo is incredibly stubborn. I don't know why Miles Bridges was benched after he nails a late shot clock three-pointer when he was struggling to find any sort of groove early in that game. He hits this three, and you're saying, all right, well, sometimes big-time players just need to see the basketball hit the bottom of the nylon. Let's see if this gets him started. Well, he didn't get a chance to because Izzo benched him. Riddle me that. I don't know. I get confused sometimes when it comes to the coaching substitutions of Tom Izzo. Jaren Jackson Jr., who is normally a walking double-double, finished with 13 points, 7 rebounds. I was encouraged with his 4 offensive boards because he really started to show that length that he has. I mean, those long arms of the law just snagging the ball over people's heads, going up strong. Those four offensive rebounds were very impressive. But he was held in check for the most part by the Wolverines' defense due to double teams deep in the post whenever Jackson would get the ball down low. When Jaren kicked the ball out, the MSU guards did not make plays, and they seemed confused. And, oh, yeah, Jaren Jackson Jr. continues to play with fire when it comes to staying on the basketball court. He had four personal fouls on Saturday as well. Josh Langford. Does anybody know who Josh Langford is? Josh Langford. I'm still looking for this dude. After having a pretty good middle of the season, he has gone missing. Just call him Houdini right now, because we haven't seen a consistent stretch of basketball from Josh Langford dating back to late January against Maryland, which began a stretch of four straight double-digit performances from Josh Langford. When we started to see Josh Langford get it going then, I said, oh, yeah, he's become really the second X factor for this team, because Josh, if he can give you a good 10 to 12 points, that's when you start to see Michigan State stretch out those leads and win. We haven't seen that from Josh as of late. Since February 10th against Purdue, Langford has had just one double-digit game in the last seven tip-offs. That game was on February 20th, 16 points against Illinois. Against Michigan on January 13th, that 10-point loss, and you Spartan fans wanted this. We wanted this, right? Michigan State, Michigan, a revenge game. You were still ticked off about what happened down the street at the Breslin Center, Michigan punching Michigan State in the mouth on January 13th. And you were upset that, oh, man, Michigan State doesn't get a chance to avenge itself after that loss. Let's hope we meet in the Big Ten tournament and watch what happens. Well, you saw what happened on Saturday. But against Michigan on January 13th, going back to Josh Langford, he had just 8 points in that 10-point loss at the Breslin. And on Saturday, you know what Josh Langford's stat line looked like? 2 points on 1 of 8 shooting. Will the real Josh Langford please stand up? I don't know where he is right now. Nick Ward has also been seen on a milk carton. Just one double-digit performance from him in the last four games. He still struggles with finding the open man when double teams come. And I just thought mentally, Nick Ward seemed to kind of check out the game for me. That's what I saw. You know, it's like when Charles Matthews started to talk some mess. And I don't even know if Charles really, well, yeah, he talked some mess because you could kind of see him jabbering, and then Nick Ward got into his face. Referees going into the timeout said, all right, well, hey, it's an emotional game, in-state rivals, Big Ten tournament, New York City, we get it. But then as Nick was walking away, he said something that really ticked off the refs, and he got teed up. But Nick Ward let the emotion of the game get to him, I thought. And again, he still struggles with finding that open man when the double teams do come down low. And that is evident by just his 0.5 assists per game that he's averaging. But he's not helping in other areas right now for this team either. The man had just 2 rebounds on Saturday. Two rebounds for Nick Ward, one of your premier big men on this team. And Cassius Winston. Winston, the foundation of this team. When he plays well, the Spartans win. And that certainly rang true in the 2 losses we have seen this year against the Michigan Wolverines. I don't know. When Winston has matched up against Xavier Tillman, something happens. Winston is taken out of his game. Simpson was one of the key factors in the win over Michigan State back mid-January. Dude poured in 16 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, also had 2 steals and even a blocked shot in that game. Xavier Simpson has been the real deal against Michigan State. On Saturday, Simpson controlled the action. He kept Winston in check. Finished with a stat line, 10 points, 5 boards, 5 assists. Cassius finished with his lowest point total in 7 games with 11. He was 3 of 10 from the floor. And the Big Ten's best 3-point shooter was 0 of 4 from deep. Give a lot of credit to the Michigan defense. Give a lot of credit to Xavier Simpson. Michigan goes on to beat Purdue yesterday in the championship game. Michigan controlled that game from tip. I watched it from start to finish. I don't know if you Spartan fans could bear to watch it, but I watched it from start to finish. It's my job. The Wolverines are a matchup problem for anyone because they have so many weapons who can take you inside and out. Simpson, he can drive and dish. Mo Wagner, who just, I don't know what happened in that locker room, but John Beilein said, hey, man, can you give us a shot here? Can you put something in for us in the second half? Mo Wagner kind of laughed and said, all right, I got you, coach. And Mo Wagner went out, and we saw the Mo Wagner that we saw back in January at the Breslin. I love Mo Wagner. You can hate on them, Spartan fans, all you want, but I'm a fan of his. Mo Wagner is a player who plays with a lot of emotion. He is a talented player who can shoot the rock. He can take you inside and out. He can you know, do it all. He's a true do-it-all big man. And he does it with a lot of swagger. He'll find the camera and, you know, stick his tongue out at the camera, look at the crowd, pump the crowd up. Mo Wagner is such a great personality, and that's the kind of guy that you love to have on your team, but you hate if he is on the other side. And it was really cool to see his mother, because Mo Wagner, he's from Germany. His mother was in the house, and she was so ecstatic as Mo Wagner went on to win the Big Ten tournament's most outstanding player. His mother was there. She teared up when she saw him on the court. She gave him a big hug and kiss, and they embraced. That was really cool to watch. Mo Wagner, so dynamic and really one of the leaders for this team. And speaking of leaders, Muhammad Ali Abdur Rahman, otherwise known as Mar. Mar, a senior leader who can shoot the basketball and defend. And I don't know how in the world that late game 3-pointer went in. It kind of like died on the rim and then just said, all right, I'll go in. That's the kind of night it was. That's the kind of afternoon it was, I should say, for the Michigan men's basketball team. But you got Muhammad Ali Abdur Rahman, who gives you great minutes. Charles Matthews, who, as I noted, showed some toughness. John Beilein's teams aren't known for being tough. But Charles Matthews, very early on in that game, set a tone for Michigan. And that tone was, hey, Michigan State, I know you want revenge. I know you wanted this game, but we wanted this game, too. You're not just going to stomp all over us. It's game time. I was very shocked in Charles Matthews getting in the face of Nick Ward, talking some trash. That swagoo dripped on the rest of the team. Charles Matthews, though, he can also impact the game with his defense and shooting. Jordan Poole can come off the bench and give you life with his energy. The Wolverines are the perfect balance on both sides of the basketball, matching that offensive talent while also currently ranked as the number 9 team in scoring defense. That is the type of team that can really cause some damage and make a Final Four come the big dance. When you watch the Wolverines, they pass the eye test. They really do. They can match that offensive talent with a number 9 scoring defense in the nation. That's what makes deep runs in March. And it's amazing. I mean, who would have thought that right now the Michigan men's basketball team would be better in comparison to the Michigan State men's basketball team? And who would have thought that Mark D'Antonio's football team would be better than Jim Harbaugh's football team out in Ann Arbor? It's crazy. I never thought I would see the day. Who saw this coming? Nobody saw this coming. For Michigan State, I don't know who's going to show up during a given game. Far too many inconsistencies. Maybe it's Jackson who decides to go off and use that length to dominate teams. But what if you double him? What if he gets into early foul trouble? Can you depend on the roller coaster outside shooting of Josh Langford to contribute? What if Cassius Winston is matched up against another guard who can score and really get in the shorts of Winston defensively? How will Winston respond? Will Miles be the Miles that we know he's capable of? Will he not fall in love with the jump shot and finally get on the block and start posting up cats? I don't know. Those are questions, some of the questions that came across my medulla oblongata this past weekend. Too many question marks that allude to a loss somewhere come tourney time. I'm not confident in a Sweet 16. I'm not confident in an Elite 8. I'm not confident in a Final Four, and for dang sure not confident in a national championship, because I have too many question marks as the tourney looms. And the argument that this team has had the best start in program history, won the Big Ten regular season championship. Okay, I hear you, Tom. But I also sat back and said to myself, okay, who in the world did they play? Who did they beat in what was a down year, a horribly down year in the Big Ten Conference? Just looking at that 13-game win streak, you play Wisconsin, a team that's below 500, 15-18 overall, 7-11 in the Big Ten. You played Illinois, four games below 500. 14-18 overall, 4-14 in the Big Ten Conference. You played Northwestern, two games below 500 overall. 15-17, 6-12 in the Big Ten Conference. You played Minnesota, also two games below 500 overall, just 4-14 in the Big Ten, 15-17 overall. Purdue, good team, but we all know the Boilermakers, just the wheels come off come March. I don't know what it is about Matt Painter's teams come the postseason, but you know they always have this hot regular season, and then the postseason begins, and Purdue just kind of says, all right, well, time to go home. Don't know what happens, but Purdue, 28-6, good team. 28-6 overall, 15-3 in the Big Ten. Iowa, not a great team, 14-19, 4-14 in the Big Ten. Indiana, 16-15. So we finally got a team other than Purdue that Michigan State played throughout this 13-game win streak that is at least one game above 500 overall. 16-15 overall, 9-9 in the Big Ten. Penn State, solid team. I like Penn State, but it seems like they only know how to play against Ohio State. I don't know what's up with Penn State. The verdict is still out on them. They intrigue me, but man, the overall body of work is 21-13 overall, 9-9 in the Big Ten, and then Maryland, 19-13 overall, 8-10 in the Big Ten. So during this stretch of basketball, yeah, sure, the way Michigan State has been able to weather the storm with all of the off-court distractions, with everything that's happened with the ESPN report and Tom Izzo having to answer or not answer these idiotic questions coming from ESPN after every game, the way that this team has been able to buckle down and find ways to win, and a lot of these games against lowly competition in the Big Ten have been so close. That is why Spartan fans out there, the Spartan fans who have a lot of question marks for this team and say, I don't know if they can make a deep run. That's why they say that. Because
You're barely beating teams in the Big Ten who are bottom feeders of the conference. How is that? How does that make your fan base confident that you can make a deep run come March Madness? So I'm going through a lot of emotions here because you just don't know how to read Michigan State men's basketball. Inconsistencies everywhere. So when I'm filling out my bracket, my one of a thousand, after this Sunday, I don't know how confident I am in penciling in Michigan State as the national champion. I'm going to hop off my soapbox for a minute and allow you to get on yours. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Many of you commenting at facebook.com/currentsports. I'm going to get to a few of your comments there. You can also even tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR, or at WKAR_sports. And again, 517-355-WKAR is the number to call. Dave, Ray, I see ya. We'll get to your calls on the other side. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports right here live on WKAR AM 870. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Today's show, of course, focused on the Michigan State loss to the Michigan Wolverines in the Big Ten Tournament semifinals on Saturday afternoon. John Beilein's Wolverines, a team that went on to win on Sunday against Purdue in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game. And the Wolverines have now won back-to-back Big Ten tourney ships. Congratulations to John Beilein. He is a fantastic basketball mind. I think one of the most underrated coaches in the nation. And John Beilein is making some noise right now based on how his team is playing. And, you know, now you have a week off. That's the thing. You know, and want to make this quick point before we get to our callers. You know, I had debated about whether or not having this week off is good for the Big Ten teams who will make the dance or bad for the Big Ten teams who will make the dance. If you're the Wolverines, I would say it's bad. Because when you're this hot, when you're this in sync, when your chemistry is really brewing at its highest level right now, you want to play like today. You want to get back at it today. You want to really keep this flame burning. You don't want to take a day, you know, a whole week off, 12, 13 days off, and then get back on the basketball court. You want to keep it pushing here because you are playing so well. You want to get rusty with the week off. But if you're Michigan State, this is a great opportunity for you to get your mind right. You know, one of our listeners, my man Justin, my frat brother Justin, you know, he weighed in and people were kind of a bit of an uproar when he said, man, I think we need one more loss to wake us up. And you were like, what? Others who were listening to the show were saying, what? You're crazy, Justin. Are you insane? A loss. It shouldn't take a loss to wake this team up. Justin comments on our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports and says we needed it. And it's funny because he texted me and said, yeah, we got that loss, baby. So maybe having this time of reflection for a week to get your mind right. Gut check time, as one of our listeners puts it on our Facebook page. I believe that was Ben. Yeah, Ben says it's gut check time, Al. I'm having this week off. This may help Michigan State. Who knows? And there's so many factors that weigh into the NCAA tournament. And also, I'm going to get to a few comments from, I see Vincent is weighing in and also Vic on our Facebook page, both making some really good points I want to address. But let's get to our two callers right now. We've got two callers that have been waiting patiently. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Dave from Wyoming, welcome to Current Sports. The floor is yours, my man.
Well, Al, I guess you're talking about such a weak Big Ten schedule, but it's the same weak Big Ten that Michigan lost five games in, right?
Yeah, fair point.
So part of it is, and I'm a big hockey fan too. Probably hockey and college basketball are the two sports I like best because the end of the year tournament. And part of it is, boy, if you get hot at the right time, it really helps. Also, you brought up Ohio State, Penn State, and I think Michigan right now is the same thing. And I'll try to be quick on these last three. A friend of mine said, well, this is a game they got to throw away the tape. And I told him, no, this is a game that Izzo takes that video staff we hear so much about, and they dissect Ohio State's game and both Michigan games, and they look at each player, and they look at all the playing groups out there, and they see where the holes are. It's pretty clear that John Thieline and his staff have found out some holes, and they exploited the dickens out of them twice. And it's a monkey-see-monkey-do business, right? Just like the NFL, if something's working, they're going to switch it around, and everybody else is going to be looking those films come Sunday night when they heard the brackets, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to say, okay, this is what you got to do to beat Michigan State. And I'll leave it with, I'm to the point, and I'm not Izzo, I don't get paid like Izzo, but I would set Josh Langford down and take Matt McQuaid. Put him in.
That was another. Yep.
And say, yeah. You know, Matt McQuaid hasn't been a stellar shooter either, but he's given out. He looks to be a lot more effective defender than he is, mm-hmm. than Josh Langford has been lately. And you know, I'm not picking on Nick Ward, but I'll tell you what. Ever since the pouting incident that happened, you know, either early January or late December, when he got benched. Well, I don't know what's going on in his head, but it's clear that he has not learned how to handle double teams at this point in time. And maybe Izzo is just too afraid of damaging his psyche. But with his biggest value right now, I thought, was his ability to get out there and make that fast break move down pretty much center court. But when you play a team like Michigan that's dropping four, sometimes all five players as soon as the shot goes off, you know, I don't think you gain that much by keeping him in the game. I'd rather start shilling and take my chances. And I put it this way. I think Schilling's a tough enough cowboy that if somebody started chirping in his ear the way we saw on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
I don't think he would have been yapping at him. I think he would have probably responded otherwise and more subtly, and the yapping would have stopped on the other side. He's a tough guy, and I truly would rather see Nick Ward sitting there, see if he could get his head in the game from the sidelines and watch Schilling and even Tillman play that part of the block than Ward right now. I mean, as I said, against some teams like Michigan, he's pretty much, I call it, extra baggage. He's not really contributing to the team right now. So
yeah.
Thanks for your time. Bye.
Thank you, Dave. Some interesting points there, and the one that I want to piggyback on is just real briefly is the whole Josh Langford benching in favor of Matt McQuaid. Now, I would have to agree with that because right now Josh Langford is just not playing good basketball. He's getting good looks, but they are not going down for him. And just to wake him up, I would, you know, in comparison to Matt McQuaid right now has just played better than Josh Langford. And I think he should be rewarded for that good play, especially defensively. I mean, Matt McQuaid has been a great energizer bunny coming off the bench and hitting big threes and big key moments. He did it again on Saturday. Josh just has been absent. So I would, if any move I think Tom may make, I think it may be that one. As far as Nick Ward goes, I mean, we've seen, you know, after to address the benching of Nick Ward, if you remember, Dave, after Nick Ward got benched, he did have a few 17 and 20 point performances after that, and it seemed like he was back on track. But as of recently, though, and again, I agree with you. I mean, when he's double teamed, doesn't know how to pass out of a double team, and if Nick Ward doesn't start the game well, it seems like he never gets into a groove. So, and that also bothers Spartan fans, and it's really unnerving for sure. Line two, Ray from Indiana. Ray, I know you got something to say. I know you hate the team down the road and out in Ann Arbor, but you got to give them their props. John Beilein, he's a basketball mastermind.
What a pathetic display of basketball by your team, Nebraska, and Purdue. All three of you will not be in the tournament very long.
This is a good Michigan team.
I knew they were going to dribble drive to the hoop in the second half. Why didn't Tom Izzo? He got all coached by Beilein by a mile. How come you never stopped them dribble driving to the hoop?
Tom, I'm not the coach, Ray. I'm not the coach.
I'm just telling you.
I hear you.
You know how they won those games? They knew how to dribble drive to the hoop. Iowa took them into overtime. You trying to tell me Iowa's a better team than you guys? They took them into overtime, almost beat them, and you guys can't play any better than that?
Ray, Michigan is a matchup problem for, I believe, 90% of the country right now. They're playing so good.
They're not going to win the national title.
Ray, did I say at one point throughout this hour that Michigan was going to win the national title? I'm just saying this is a team that you look at and you can realistically see a Final Four appearance from this team. I like this Michigan men's basketball team. They're the number nine team in the nation defensively, and they get offensive production from so many different guys out there.
I agree with you. Listen to me. Look at when they missed their 3-point shots in that first half. I knew in the second half they're going to tell their guards you got to start dribble driving to the hoop. That's how you got beat by them the first time, and that's how Purdue got beat by them. That's how Nebraska got beat by them. But how come Iowa could take them into overtime and they had to play four straight games? You try to tell me their legs weren't wore out by the third or fourth day? You guys couldn't play any better than that?
Well, this is the thing. You talk about the dribble penetration, and a lot of that was done by the masterful play of Xavier Simpson. I mean, Xavier, and you know what? Cassius Winston can't play defense, Ray. That's the thing. That's been the big knock on Cassius Winston. If you got your starting guard,
dribble driving to the hoop. I played basketball myself. You got to stop their dribble. You can't let them keep dribble
Ray,
driving.
What I'm saying is Cassius Winston
all the way down to the free throw line.
Cassius Winston can't do that, Ray. That's my point. Cassius Winston can't do that. He hasn't guarded anybody all year. He's been one of the poorest defenders on the Michigan State men's basketball team. So if you got Xavier Simpson, knowing that he has Cassius Winston at his disposal defensively, well, I should say offensively for Xavier's sake, and he's getting easy penetration, that opens up the entire court for the rest of the Michigan men's basketball team to get going from the perimeter when it comes to easy jump shots.
You were bragging to me they were going to win the national title. I told you when you got beat by Duke, I didn't think they were a national championship team. And I've been proven right. You don't know how to stop a dribble drive. And on the other end,
I'm not a player or a coach for this team, Ray.
Dude is the best shooter you got on the team.
Okay, Ray. You obviously have not listened. Did you listen to the first half of the show?
No, I didn't listen.
Okay, my point exactly.
I can't pick you up. Go ahead and tell me what you said.
I will send you. I can't because we got literally 4 minutes here, Ray. But please,
go back.
I'll send you the link. I got your number. I'll call you and give you the first half of the show. And you will hear exactly what I said about Michigan State. I got your number.
You got my number?
I got your number. I got your address. I got your blood type.
Call me back.
I got you, Ray. I'll shoot you a call back. All right. Oh, boy. And I knew that was coming, Carell. Ray is – hey, you just answered the phone just screening him and saying, Al, watch out. Ray is bringing some heat, right?
I did, yeah.
Oh, boy. Ray from Indiana, ladies and gentlemen. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We got 3 minutes left. Real quick, Mike from Saginaw wants to chime in. Mike, what's up?
Hey, you know what's up, man?
You know what happened to Michigan State? His name is Xavier Simpson, like you said.
Thank you.
Xavier Simpson put the pressure on Cassius Winston and McQuaid, and they couldn't stop. They couldn't get their shot off, and that's all it took. That's it. What I was going to ask you, was you happy that Get Out finally won the Oscar, man?
I was.
I thought it should have won the best picture, if you ask me.
Well, Jordan Peele, and I haven't seen a lot of the movies in that category, to be honest with you. I've seen Get Out, but I haven't seen The Shape of Water. I haven't seen Three Billboards. I haven't seen a lot of the movies that were nominated in that category. But Jordan Peele winning the Oscar for Best Screenplay, shout out to him. I loved Get Out. And in the budget that he had, I mean, he wrote the movie. He directed the movie. He produced the movie. So talented. And I don't know if you saw Keegan-Michael Key. Shout out to Detroit. Keegan-Michael Key, when it was announced that Jordan Peele won the Oscar, there's a photo that's been floating around online, and he just jumped straight up with his hands in the air and was so happy for his pal. Of course, those two were on the Key and Peele show on Comedy Central for many years. But shout out to Jordan Peele. Remarkable accomplishment for him. I'm looking forward to seeing what else he has brewing under his sleeve. He's a talented dude.
Yeah, I hope they give Mary J. Blige. I wanted her to win an Oscar so bad, man. I really did, to be honest with you, man.
Well, the fact that she was
I
even
knew
nominated.
She was gonna win.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It was cool for her to be. I just wanted her to win an Oscar, man, because she grew up. She had so many trials and tribulations in her life. It would have been sweet to give her an Oscar for what she's been through, man. And I mean, her personal life and everything, man. So, all right, man. I thought I'd kick it off with you. You know how I do things, man.
My man, so Mike, always bringing the pop culture. I love it. And yeah, and I still haven't even seen Mudbound. I haven't seen Mudbound yet. I've heard great things about that film as well. But yeah, it was a fun night. You know, I love the Oscars, and you know, that's one of the shows that I look forward to seeing every single year. All right. Well, we're out of time. I promise our listeners out there, I'm going to get to a few of your comments via our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports, because a few of you bring up some interesting points that I want to bring up here on the show, and I want to talk about specifically when it comes to the leadership of Michigan State men's basketball. Michigan State is desperately searching for leadership right now. And I don't know if they'll ever get it, especially not in time for the NCAA tournament. But appreciate you all tuning in. Much thanks to Karell Vega, the man behind the glass. We'll be back at it. We'll talk some high school hoops tomorrow. Again, girls regional action gets underway tomorrow. Boys district action tonight. We'll have a full recap tomorrow. That and more. Until then, have a great Monday afternoon. And be easy, people.